plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work, make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Hello, my darlings. How are you, T?
I've had Coca-Cola.
I can tell.
I accidentally fell asleep from a nap. I woke up all groggy, and I'm like, oh, crap, I better have some Coca-Cola. So I'm a little buzzy. So, hello, darling. Oh, wait, let's get the stupid stuff put away first. Hello, you are listening to the Sit a Spell show. It is Wednesday. What is it? The 16th of October, and it is gloomy and wet and absolutely fabulous out there. I have on our show the amazeballs, the effervescent, the titillating, the, what's another one?
Effervescent.
I already said effervescent. I said the effervescent, my best radio voice. The pocket full of sunshine, Teresa Sabina. Hello, my darling. I told you I had Coke. I'm sorry.
I don't do sugar.
I don't do caffeine. I don't do any of that. So when I do, things get a little, you know.
And I have the fabulous, multi-talented, squirlier than a nut, Lisa Lee on Coke. A cola.
So, T, honey, I haven't seen you for like 52 years. It's been forever.
That's because you spent all your time in Chicago.
I know. It was a blast. Okay, let me quick tell you about Chicago before we do anything else.
All right.
Okay, I was in Chicago for a work thing / vacation thing. So it was kind of like a mixture of both. But I was working with this jewelry store, and it's got accessories, and I was surrounded in sparkles for 5 freaking days. And you can't see my hands, but I'm like doing like this praise Jesus thing. But literally I was dripping in sparkles. It was amazing. Sparkles everywhere. It was overload. It was amazing. So dripping in sparkles, there were diamonds, there were rubies, there were just everything. Oh, and the one cool thing. Okay, yeah, I can see the Coke is kicking in totally right now. Oh my gosh, I'm not even breathing.
Oh yeah.
So one of the jewelry designers there named 3 of their new pieces after my girls. I mean, obviously they made them not like Ashley's necklace. They named Ashley's, what did they name it? Cause they changed it. Florida Ash. Ash, cause at first it was, the Ash something, but it sounded too much like something that was dirty. So they changed it. But Ashley's was the Florida Ash, and it was this beautiful piece. And Kayla's was the Caladia. And if you could see my hands right now, I'm so like, holy crap. And Heather's was the Heatherly. So there's 3 brand new pieces of this gorgeous jewelry in Chicago named after my girls. How cool is that?
That is like awesome balls.
It was. And I got to eat all this amazing food. And there wasn't a lot of sightseeing, but I've already been to Chicago. Remember, I used to have an apartment there. So I didn't miss out on anything. But I got to eat all this really great food. I got to practice Reiki on two more people. That was kind of cool. And I made some new friends, and it was really wonderful. I was really happy to come home, only because once you're away for so long, then you're like, I want to go home. So I was glad to be home. I'm sure I'm going to have to go back again. I am talking a mile a minute for those of you that you might have to slow this down. So I apologize for that.
I just have a question. have a question.
Okay.
Are you still pulling sparklies out of your hoo-ha from rolling in them?
You told me that I should have, and I'm like, oh my God, I totally should have. I should have been, I mean, I had, you can't, if, man, I wish this was TV right now because you could see what I'm doing, but literally I had these diamond necklaces in my fingers dripping down my arms, and I had them on my neck, and I was dripping in them. It was so freaking amazing.
It was orgasmic!
It totally was. So that was my week. So how about you?
I don't think I can compare to that motherfucker. I went to the Women's Drum Center Big Hoopla, and I got to be one of the four people on the center, the big, huge mother drum.
Oh my God. And, really?
Yeah, it was.
Like the main?
Yeah, yeah. The one that keeps the beat of the mother. Boom, boom, boom. Very awesome. And this thing, you couldn't stop drumming it till 6 p.m.
Really?
So carrying it in there.
Always had to be on it.
Yep. So carrying it in there, we had to drum as they were bringing it in and setting it up on the stand and everything. And it was like, wow, you really need to be coordinated for this. But yeah, that it was very awesome. It's the first time I've done something like that. And it was really weird because it's the first time I've experienced this. I was so into this, I kept leaving my freaking body.
For real?
For real. And Shelly's husband, Kent, was getting a glorious time taking pictures of me. And I'm like, I would be pounding away, and I'd have to close my eyes because otherwise I would see the other three people and how they were beating their sticks, and it would throw me, you know. So I'd have to close my eyes, and the next thing I know, I'm not there. It's like, yeah, where'd I go? So I'd jump back in again.
I saw your newest profile picture. You could tell that you were just so serene and so...
Yeah, I wasn't
like,
there.
Like, not there. Yeah, you could tell just from the look on your face and just your... You were just in this zone, and clearly not there.
Clearly, I was not there. I would love to do that again. That is beyond awesome. And they had a bunch of different kinds of drummers there. They had the one, it's a Japanese style of drumming, and I can't remember what it's called. But you know when they have those big, huge drums, and those Japanese guys with big sticks are going, boom,
oh,
and then
yeah,
they're twirling
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It, boom. Uh-huh. They had a group of them there doing that. And, oh, I'm so going to find out what that is, because I want one of those drums. Bad. Bad.
It sounds like you had so much fun. It sounds like it was really like a soul type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's...
I saw a picture of Shelly, too. She was just, like, glowing.
Oh, yeah. We were all just, whoa. And then, you know, got pictures with the totem pole down there because we were at the old, what is it called? The old... Oh, it was the Thunderbird Hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they still, in their courtyard part, they still have the old totem pole standing up in there.
Did you put those on our Facebook or on our website?
I put it on mine.
Well, honey, yours is a private one.
Yeah.
So you should go ahead and put them on the City Spells one, because I know that people would love to see that, see those pictures.
Right. Okay, yeah.
You nerd. Just do it.
And I'm getting excited. We've got some exciting news. Did you know that? Do you remember that?
Do. No.
Yes. If you go to the 1201beyond.com, we now have t-shirts.
I forgot about that. Yes.
Yes. So
1201beyond.com, and you can get our Cispell t-shirts, and you can wear T and me on your boobies.
Ooh, I'm getting a little moist. Just thinking about it.
I'm the one that did it this time. Ha ha ha
ha. Ha ha ha.
Oh, we got news. We got 5 minutes.
Oh my God. I don't think we'll get it all in. But go.
Oh crap. Okay.
You're high on coke. Move it.
I know. Okay. Be prepared to give the heathens a badge. UK scouts open doors to unbelievers. From next year's British atheists. Oh boy. Coca-Cola. British atheists and their offsprings will be able to join the scouting movement without having to lie or breach their scout's honor, thanks to an amended promise. All scouts and scout leaders are required to make the promise. The words vary with the age group, and alternatives exist for different religions, but until now there's never been no atheistic version, so members who don't believe in any god or have been forced to make an empty promise. But come January, scouts will get an option Oh my gosh, T, I am so sorry. I don't do sugar or caffeine. Scouts will get an option on the new promise, which will take the big guy out of the picture entirely. The promise is, on my honor, I promise that I will do my best to uphold our scout values, to do my duty to the Queen, to help other people, and to keep the scouts law. So, just like...
To the Queen? So this must be going on in Britain.
Yeah, this is a completely British thing.
Well, we're still behind the times.
Well, no, if you notice, though, a lot of different organizations, they make you do a promise, and it always includes God. And a lot of them, or a lot of the people that are, you know, doing those promises, they're like, well, I don't really have a God, or I don't believe in God, or I've got a different kind of God than you do.
Now, we're going to worship the Queen.
Well, no, it's to my duty to help others, and or their duty to the Queen. And if you're British, they've got a duty to the Queen. That's just part of their
they put the Queen up there with God, obviously.
I have no idea.
Okay. I think that would be like, you know, I pledge like to the flag. President of the United States.
I was just gonna say their Queen is like our flag. Same diff, I think. And I will do my second one so that I can breathe. Whew. Witchcraft in Cornwall Exhibition, Cornish Studies Library, and Redruth. Something witchy is coming to the Cornish Studies Library in Redruth. I could be saying that wrong. This October, Bewitching History is a new exhibition focusing on themes such as the witch on trial, Cornish witch Tammy Blee, charms and spells, witch bottles, pits, and Alatide traditions. The exhibition also features original documents and objects from the archive and Cornish Studies collection related to the history of witchcraft in Cornwall, a rare 18th century written charm, a witch's toolkit, and part of Cecil Williamson's, founder of the Museum of Witchcraft, herb collection, as well as items excavated from mysterious witch pits at the Savyk Water near Truro. Okay, so basically, there's a new exhibition opening in Cornwall. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm off the chain tonight.
Oh, are you ever? Sorry. Okay, I'm going to try and get this one in before we run out of time. How about that?
Go for it.
Revealed the final will of Burslem witch Molly Lee. A recent trawl through Sentinel's archive has revealed something astonishing. A copy of the last will and testament of Molly Lee, the so-called Witch of Burslem. Molly's story has enthralled the people of the Potteries for generations, but over the last 265 years, her tale has become blurred and most of the details have been lost. A copy of her will includes details of property in Burslem left to her family and to her desires that part of the money from her estate be used each year to buy 40 halfpenny loaves for the poor inhabitants of and widows of the hamlet of Sneeden, Burslem. So I'm just going to stop right there. I think that says a lot that she's a witch, yet she is helping out the poor and stuff.
Which is
I think
wonderful.
That's pretty awesome, even way the hell back then.
Absolutely.
And Josh is telling us to burn the witch. So
Josh is being funny.
He is. So I think that's our cue to take a break. And we will be back with Candy Ayers and the Wisdom of the Ages.
And the so wise Candy Ayers. Candy, sweetheart, how are you? We are so happy to have you back again.
I am doing really well on this cold, rainy evening. How are y'all doing?
I love this weather. I absolutely, so many people are like, oh, it's so dreary and it's rainy. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so in love with this weather. I love it.
I'm like getting Halloween ready, baby.
Exactly. The leaves are turning. Everything is beautiful. It's a little drizzly out there. It's a little crisp out there. This is my favorite time of year. It really is. It just makes me happy.
Me too. I like this type of weather.
So what do you have for us tonight, darling?
Well, I have a quote from Elaine Cady, and it says, "It is important from time to time to slow down, to go away by yourself, and simply be."
Oh, that's beautiful.
Love it.
Teresa, I know that this is something that you do on a fairly regular basis. And then she comes back all hopped up like she's on Coca-Cola. But, T, what do you do for that?
I tend to go up into the woodlands and commune with nature and just get centered and grounded into the earth and just take some time to have silence in my head and go, wah, and leave my body. You know, basically. I have done that at a retreat too, by the way. So this month over, Samhain, we are going up to Duluth to play with the dead and honor them up there. And then in November, I am going on the retreat with Harmony Green in McGrath, Minnesota to lose my mind and play with horses. But yeah, I think it's really, really, really important, imperative that you take the time to get away and recharge your batteries.
I absolutely agree. On a daily basis, I tend to have quiet time just in my home just to do that when there's no one around and all the noises are turned off the TV, because I feel that so many people keep a background noise going all the time of the TV or the radio, and they sometimes we just need to declutter that noise and just be.
I usually just have a fan going.
I have to have my fan at night to sleep.
Oh, all three of us have to do that. Yep. So for me, if it's too quiet, I have one, because I'm doing this meditation thing and I've been religious about it for the past few weeks, other than when I was in Chicago. But I've got these little chimes that I do because I can't go completely quiet. I just can't. My mind won't let me go there. But I've got these little chimes that has this little blower underneath, and it helps me to kind of focus in and quiet my mind. Other than, I can't do just totally quiet. And I can't go in the woods and just sit there either, because I'm too, oh my God, is there a spider somewhere around me? What's going to crawl on me? So I'm not good at going into nature and just sitting there, because I'm too, what is going to crawl on me?
I agree, because I sometimes have those issues. When I was real little and we lived in Alaska, we would go out and the snow would just be so pristine early in the morning, and it was just glittery, like, oh, there goes Lisa Sparkles. You could do the sparkles. So I would love that. That was a very good quiet time with my family.
See, if I'm at home, I can't have it silent at home. It's just, the energy in my house is just too ick for me. But the minute I go outside or go on one of these retreats, I can go without talking to anybody for days. No problem.
I could easily go for days and days and days without talking to someone, but to have everything be quiet, not for me. So, Candy, what do you suggest for people to do for this?
Well, I think...
Teresa? No, I was just going to say, do a Teresa and go out there and find quiet, or how do we put this in today's... You know what I'm saying.
We need to figure out what it is that works for us. Like, for you, it's the fan and the chimes, and for Teresa, it's the nature and getting out and being quiet in nature, and for me, it's just quiet time in my home. But I think that what we do is we clutter our mind with noise. And when we clutter our mind with noise, we don't have time to just be and see who we are. And I think whatever it is that works for each individual, we just need to do it on a regular basis.
And it's really hard to get in touch with your spiritual connections when you have all that noise distraction. And we're bombarded with it throughout our life and day. So just to get away from that and get it out of your head for even 5 minutes is beneficial to yourself.
I know. Go ahead, Lisa.
No, I was just going to say, so should that maybe be our homework for the week? Is try at least for 5 minutes a day to be quiet?
I think that would be an excellent thing. Just be quiet and see what comes to you. And I know for myself, I go on what I consider noise overload, to where even the littlest noise makes a big reaction in my head, and it's like almost get a headache from noise if I don't have my quiet time. So, yeah, that would be an excellent thing.
All right, you know what? I'll be the guinea pig for this and report back next week and tell you how it went, and I will be religious about it and make sure that I do it once a day. And I honestly can't promise more than 5 minutes because I'm just, you know, me. But I will shut down for 5 minutes, even without my twinklies over there. I'll be the guinea pig.
That would be wonderful. And if you get, like, you can't do the 5 minutes, just start concentrating on your breath. And that'll help you with the time. Just your in and out. Just think about your breathing pattern.
Okay.
And make sure you get yourself grounded first before you do it.
Now, what's a good way to ground very quickly, because we're running out of time, but what's a really good way to ground so that not only for beneficial for me to know, but for our listeners?
Well, personally for me, it's like if I just sit in a chair with my feet flat on the floor barefoot, especially if it's a wooden floor, that helps to ground. Also eating something that is a grounding root vegetable or something like that. And breathing helps me ground other than doing the full-blown tree meditation thing.
And I personally, I'll just sit there and I'll do the breath. But I also just visualize roots coming out of my feet and if I'm sitting on the floor, my rear end. And just grounding into the earth so that all that negative energy can just flow down and out into Mother Earth, where she will transform it into something better.
And send it back to us as something good. Because I know a tailbone is a nice plug-in to the earth. If you sit up straight enough to have your tailbone touching the tip of it, that's an excellent plug-in to Mother Earth.
I love it. That's wonderful. This was great wisdom, Candy. Thank you.
Well, thank y'all. We couldn't do it without y'all's input.
Well, yes, you could, but it's a bonus.
That's true. It is so exciting. Now I got to go have a Coca-Cola.
Oh, my God.
It'll make you crazy.
It'll make you a crazy woman. Guess what we're going to do after this next break, Candy?
What are you going to do?
We have Gail, a friend of ours from way back, who is going to be giving us some pagan parenting tips.
That is exciting. That is something that is really needed in our world.
Well, we were thinking about having her do a regular segment on the show.
Yes.
Now that would be even better. I think that would be excellent.
And she's the perfect person to do pagan parenting. She's got 4 beautiful children. She's been a pagan forever. And she is one of those, like, really hands-on pagan moms. She's amazing.
I have so many people that ask those particular questions about how to parent and how to get their children involved and stuff and what ages. So that would be an excellent segment.
Yay.
So we are going to wrap it up right now, and we will be right back.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
Welcome back, my darlings. Guess what? We've got some boo news. We were supposed to have Gail on, and in our segment in between, when we were waiting to get her on, we ran into massive technical difficulties. So Gail, unfortunately, is not going to be on the show tonight. She will be on for sure next week, and then, like I said, we're going to have a segment for her, or she's going to have a segment for us, I should say, on Pagan Parenting every week. But until then, we do not get to have her on tonight, and we're all very sad because we were so looking forward to it. And we just got off the phone with her, and the compatibility between all of the technology that we're dealing with right now, just to put the show together, it was so close, but it didn't work. So we've got a week to get that all sorted out. And we will, I promise, because this is a Citadel show. This is a Citadel show, bitches. We got this. So we just don't got it tonight. Yeah. So in the meantime, she and I are going to do what we were going to do next week. This week instead, we've got some reviews for you. And they're supposed to be every other week, but because of technical difficulties, we will do them tonight instead.
And you will like it.
Damn it.
We're so demanding.
Yeah, well, you know.
And our listeners are all flipping off the computer.
I know. They are. They're like, done now.
We love you. Now listen. No.
All right. So, T, our movie review that we're going to do next week. Oh my God, my arms are stretched out like I'm talking to you in person. Okay. Was the movie, I know, Practical Magic, classic, in my opinion, witchy show.
Love it, love it, love it.
It's one of my favorite movies, not just because it's a witchy show, but also because there's that whole family dynamic there. And I just thought it was a beautiful movie. And a lot of witchy movies, they're like, now this one in many respects is also over the top in some ways, like bringing somebody back from the dead and all of that murder.
Well, and that's just an example of the type of magic you don't want to do.
Well, yeah, well, yes.
Because it comes back and bites you in the ass.
Clearly. Although the biting person was kind of hot, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's that.
But I thought that it showed the craft in a more, not in a realistic way, but in a more realistic way. I mean, it talked about how there is no devil in the craft. About the stigma, you know, witch, you're a bitch. You know, the whole stigma that is attached to being a witch. I just thought it was beautiful. I thought the house that they had was gorgeous, dream house. It was set in just this beautiful, the area, it's a New England. It was actually shot in off of Washington in a little island, but it's supposed to be off of in New England, off of Boston. But it was just all just so beautiful. And the family dynamic there was wonderful. It talked about magic and spells, but it also did natural healing. And it talked a little bit about legends and curses, and I just thought it was really, it's one of my favorite movies. I just love it.
Margaritas.
Midnight Margaritas!
I like it because, you know, along with the, it goes in depth with the family dynamics with the sisters and the two aunts and how they all pull together and, you know, okay, I'm going to shake my finger at you. You take care of your own mess. And
that, I know, clean up your own mess.
Yep, clean up your own mess. And then the way that the preconceived notion of the community at the end is totally reversed
as they come in
to help.
That was my favorite scene in the whole movie. You know, when they're all... Me too. You know, when they're all like grabbing each other's hands in the circle?
Yep.
And it's all boom. Boom, boom. That is my very favorite. I get goosebumps every time I watch that part. Love it.
I love it. I think it's a very positive movie. It, of course, it's got to have some Hollywood, you know, boo stuff. But, I thought it was really well done.
I did, too. It's one of my favorites. It'll go down in history as one of my favorite movies. I also watched... Because I'm supposed to do the reviews on both The Witches of East End and American Horror Story Coven. Witches of East End is, to me, it kind of fixed itself from last week where it was just very, very busy. It wasn't quite so busy this time. It still stayed busy and you still stay on top of it. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Charmed, only with a different kind of family dynamic. It's two sisters that are immortal. And they're cursed. One, and this is all very Hollywood, by the way. One of them, she comes back as a cat. So she's got, her curse is like she's a cat. She, every time she dies, she comes back. And the other one is immortal, and she can't die. But she has two daughters who consistently die. So this is the point where they're, this is the longest that the two daughters have stayed alive. And they're all played by very well-received actresses. It's very Hollywood and it's very over the top, but at the same time, there's that family dynamic there again. The magic is bull. I mean, let's just be real, but it's a really interesting and fun kind of, now granted they're not fighting demons. They're fighting other witches or another witch. That's a changer or something like that. A switcher. I don't know. I don't remember what it's called.
Shapeshifter.
That's what they call it. A shifter. Thank you, T. So, that's trying to do bad. So it's got elements of Charmed in there, but let's just be honest. Charmed was a fun show to watch. I mean, I can completely see that there are going to be a lot of teenagers that are going to be like, oh, I'm a witch and I blah, blah, blah. And they're going to do everything based off of this show once it like really picks up, like Charmed. Everybody became a witch when Charmed came out.
This is Charmed for the 2000s.
Exactly. That, you know what? That's perfect. But they've got adults in there like us, so that's kind of a nice change. But so I really enjoyed that. American Horror Story Coven came out like a bat out of hell. It was gross in many ways, but that's what you expect from American Horror Story. It was, you know, they are very much for shock value. But it was also very interesting and good. And one thing I really liked about this and this whole arc is called The Coven. Or the season is called The Coven. They actually name actual live people in history and they include them in part of the show. So that's kind of interesting. So I know that a lot of people are going to be out there looking out these people like Marie, is it Laveau? I can't remember her name. Laveau, thank you. From New Orleans, the hoodoo lady or voodoo lady. So she's in there. And there's just all these like real life people that they put in there. And I just think that's really interesting. I enjoyed it. It's going to be completely shocking. Oh, and they use a lot of the same actors from the previous two seasons as well. They're just in completely different form or person. You know what I mean? I liked it. It was very much shock value. But what do you expect from American Horror Story?
I really never got into that even when I had TV.
It's really interesting. It's very dark, very, very dark. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's the whole season is going to be, if it's like all the other two seasons of American Horror Story, this third installment, Coven, is going to be very dark and very gory and bloody and gross. Speaking of gory, bloody, and gross, ready?
Yes!
Go for it.
Walking Dead's back! Thank you, Lord.
We absolutely adore that show.
Yes, we waited ever so long. Although, when they started up again, I kind of felt a little bit, huh? What the hell happened between here and there?
Well, wasn't it like 9 months in between or 8 months or something
like
that?
Yeah. And it was like, Even if I watched the last episode of the previous season, they were bringing people in, which is cool, but then you really didn't get the background of the dynamics of the new people that were in there, and all of a sudden, they're just, I wanted a little more there.
Well, do you want to hear, did you notice, okay, the pig got sick, and then that creepy lady, spoiler alert for people that have not watched it yet, then that creepy lady, whatever her name was, the one that her dead husband's head was still alive and she was feeding it.
Yep.
And then
yep.
the kid at the end, when I was looking at the creepy lady, Because I didn't put the pig together with that. I was looking at her going, she's got to be a walker, but she's talking and she's, you know, pretty much normal. But then at the very end, when the little, when that kid, who apparently is Phineas or Ferb from the Disney show, he turned into a walker, but he wasn't bit. I'm thinking.
Yes, he was bit.
He was bit?
Oh, no, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I watched it three times. He was not bit.
Because he didn't go on that outing with them either.
No, he went to the...
I'm wondering if this is like an airborne type, flu-y type thing going on now.
That's what I'm thinking. It's either flu or waterborne, because it could be either
Wine flu! I'm waiting for the piggy to get up and start going, bad brains, but...
That's what I mean. If it, they haven't showed any animals going walker.
Because if it's in their food, then they're consuming it and then changing.
See? So that's just theory. I don't have a clue. I haven't looked up spoilers. They're pretty tight on their spoilers.
I don't like to do spoilers. Takes all the fun away. Although I'm serious. I really wanted a little bit more coming in to the story instead of, here's Rick doing his farmer thing, and, you know, I kind of felt kind of.
Did you notice the sweet exchanges between Ovulation Boy and what's his name? The cute guy that everybody swoons over. I didn't call it.
Daryl Dixon.
That's him. And then short-haired cutie pie. I am hoping.
And then there was this, like, all of a sudden she's going, oh, I'm not pregnant. And I'm like, what, where did this happen?
And then she's like, I liked you first. Like, now, granted, I watched it three times and I didn't watch it close enough to see if there was like actual interaction, but I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season. Thank God, because they took my other Sunday show off, which I don't remember what it was. I have too many shows that I watch. I'm so sad.
But I would just like to know, because the last season at the end, I did not remember there was a concern of pregnancy. Things happened that I didn't know about, and it kind of made me a little upset.
Well, you know, somebody's got to get laid around here.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, like, around my house, it's like the dead, you know?
Well.
There you go. But we need to... We need to plug our stuff again, dear.
Oh, that's right. Oh, by the way, quick plug for the Bounce Theater. Tonight and tomorrow, we are showing two scary movies. One starts at 7, the other one is at 9, and then we've got 3 tomorrow at 4, 7, and 9. They're locally produced horror movies, so it's only $7 to get in. You know, there's popcorn, there's treats and candy and pop and beer and wine and blah, blah, blah. Come see us. It's super fun, super cool. Hey, Josh, you want to tell us about 1201 and Beyond?
1201beyond.com now has, that's where Sit a Spell is hosted. It has a store now. You can buy Sit a Spell shirts, Radiodrome, Lost in the Static, What the Fuck, as well as some original designs, as well as some offensive designs. Like, there's one of a vampire woman with a bat going down on her while she's on her period.
Oh, my God.
Do we need to go into detail?
You know what? There's some people that might find that shirt pretty cool, actually.
Well, they can go down on it when they get onto the 1201.com.
1201beyond.com. And
there's sparkles and berries and unicorns and butterflies.
Yeah, and you also say pop.
Yeah, because that's what we say in Minnesota.
It's soda. See, it's Minnesota. Pop. It's in the name of your state.
Yeah, we call it pop.
I call it pop.
I'm done. You can do your sig out. Pop. Jesus.
All right, Mr. Grammar Nazi. We're in Minnesota, damn it. We know what we're saying. Yo, cheesehead.
Exactly. So next week we will have Gail on. We will get all of our technical difficulties figured out. She's very sorry that she wasn't able to make it. We're sorry that she wasn't able to make it. T, do you got anything for us? Any closing?
I will see you on Saturday for our Halloween party.
Are you dressing up?
I haven't decided what I'm going to dress my husband up as, but
I haven't decided what I'm going to wear yet either.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do the dress thing anymore this time because, you know, I made fake boobs for him with plaster casting and balloons, and he actually had nipples. And I put him in a bra for him, and he said that was too scratchy for his sensitives. He won't be coming as a bag lady trucker.
Poor Sir Benny. So I put on our Facebook all kinds of different ideas for Halloween costumes. So we have no excuse. We've got Halloween costume ideas coming out our ears.
And if you wear that witch hat that you've worn every year since I have known you, I will thank you. I want some creativity out of you.
You know what? I'm not going to be a witch. That's so like last year. I'm going.
Then why are you posting your picture like a witch again? Because you either need to get a cooler hat.
I need a new picture.
Or a longer nose.
I need a new picture. So anyway.
So this is Halloween. This is Halloween. I'm getting excited. Ooh, 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 ooh.
All right, you have been listening to the Dispel Show. It's been a very off-chain show. We apologize if anybody was offended or got lost in the dust of said show. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. It's been fun. It's gone really super fast. Remember that you are important in absolutely every way. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Go out there and make a difference in somebody else's life, even if it's just making somebody smile. It could change their world. If you've been watching the news lately, everybody needs a smile. So go out there and do something positive and don't be the negative. Be the change. Remember to always, always, always take back your light and know that T and I care about each and every one of you so much. And we thank you so much for spending this time with us. Blessed be, my darlings.
Blessed be.
Cityspell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.